been 1 week since the first burst out of the Alleluias and Christ is risen. 1 week after the resurrection, and all the disciples are in the same place behind a locked door. Why haven't they left the house? Have you left your house since Sunday? I have. I feel like the disciples could have gone about the resurrection a bit differently. Death has been defeated. Why are they not living life differently? Is your life different after the resurrection? I ask this to myself several times this week. Why am I stuck in the same place? I have heard a phrase many times over the 40 years of my life. We are living in unprecedented times. Something happened and it set the bar higher and higher of unprecedented events. I grew up when school shootings were not common, and then Columbine happened, and these events started happening more and more. The attacks of September 11th, 2001 happened, and our country entered into a war that seemed like it would never end. My generation saw our friends deploy and either not come home or come home in a flag-draped coffin. Currently, we are witnessing our immigrant neighbors snatched off the streets, U.S. citizens murdered for questioning ICE agents, and cities on edge wondering what is coming next. And now we have a new generation being deployed and wondering how many more will come home in those flag-draped coffins. When will we be living in not so unprecedented times? The gospel today recounts the story of Thomas, who had doubt Jesus had resurrected. I don't doubt that Jesus resurrected, but I do have doubts about the world we're living in. I feel helpless at times, knowing my neighbors could one day be gone without a trace. I do not know what I can do and doubt that if I step in, I could stop unlawful apprehension and deportation. I read and reread the gospel story several times this week and came to these 4 points. The resurrection of Jesus is a big deal. The empty tomb is life-changing. Jesus' resurrection has an impact on our lives, and it also takes time. Imagine that, something churchy takes time. The resurrection is not just a one-time event. We have to journey along a process and grow into it. By God's grace, we evolve into resurrection people through our relationships and circumstances in our lives. This is not to say each day will be easy. Some days are going to be extremely hard. And I bet each of you, just like myself, woke up on Easter Monday the same as I did on Good Friday. The world and our lives are still the same. It's not because the resurrection didn't go as planned. It's because resurrection takes time. Much like Thomas, I also have doubts. As I've shared before, I had doubts and a lot of hesitation about this internship here at Faith. However, my time here, Faith has experienced its own resurrection story. I've seen people become more engaged, more welcoming, branching out into uncomfortable spaces. I may have resisted parish ministry internship due to my call to serve as a deacon, bridging the gap between the world and the church. But I'm glad through conversations with Pastor Sarah Garrett Cray and Pastor CJ, I leaned into this internship and embraced it. Now, this internship is not just about me. It's about you, too. You all changed my thoughts on parish ministry. I've been on parish staff before. It was hard. I lost my love for the church for a while. I thought as I progressed in my journey toward ordination as a deacon that parish ministry would be the last thing I'm called to. Dang it, y'all changed that. You changed my perception of parish ministry in the diaconate. Thank you. Thank you all for the past 10 months. It truly has been a life-changing experience, and that would not have happened without the members, friends, and visitors of Faith Lutheran. I leave this internship with a full heart. but I have a request for you all. I ask you all to continue reaching beyond the walls and the property line of Faith Lutheran to serve our neighbors. Do things that make you feel uncomfortable. Remember, everyone can do something to help the greater good. My final point, hang on. And I'm putting on my chaplaincy role here with my badge from the hospital. Remember, Jesus tells us three times in the scripture, peace be with you. In these continuing, unprecedented times, know that Jesus is walking with us. While this may sound selfish, take time for yourself. Do things that take your mind off the climate of the world. Take a walk in nature. Pick up a hobby. Buy all that fabric and not do anything with it. That's fine. Sit quietly on the front porch with a mug of tea or coffee or another beverage. No judgment. But peace be with you. Be well, dear church. Amen.